well, you bunch of people leaving, well, you say, well, I'll, you know, come, you say, come back again.
Come back again.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about them. You'd say, well, you ever say y'all or yo all or how would you? You'd say, how would you say that? If somebody's leaving now, you'd say, well,
y'all come back again.
Mm-hmm. Now, just a little bit more, just a couple here. It's only two or three more. If somebody's been to a party and started to leave, and you were asking about their raps, you'd say, where are
you going?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were asking about where they put their clothes, you say,
where did you put it?
Mm-hmm. But if you were asking them, like, you say they were getting ready to leave and you were going to get their coats for them, you didn't know where they put them, you'd say, well,
where did you put it?
Mm-hmm. But where did you put
your coat?
Mm-hmm. And if you were asking about people at a party, you'd say, and you hadn't been there, and you were asking a friend of yours, and you were asking about the people at the party, you'd say, and you wanted to find out the name, you know, the people at the party, and you were interested in
who?
Mm-hmm. You'd say, well,
who were they?
Mm-hmm. And if you were asking about a group of children that they obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about them. Children, you want to know where those children belong. You'd say that, children are they? You'd say,
Whose children are they?
If you're asking about a speaker's remarks, you might say, and you didn't know what he said, and you were at, say you didn't go to a speech, say one of your friends went to a speech, and you were asking him about the speech, you'd say,
what did he say?
Let me see, I think that's it. There might be one or two more, but I think that's it. Let me just check here real quick. I marked the ones in. Checking on this real quick. There's just one little more section here. If this is 58, 2, 3, and 4, if you were saying, talking to somebody, say, I dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet that you
won't.
Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about daring, then you say, but
I bet you won't.
If you're using like some kind of a situation, say, where one boy is daring another to do something, you say, I bet you
won't do it.
Would you ever use something like, I bet you dare not, or dasn't, or something like that? Right. I bet you, if you're using the word dare, you'd say,
I dare you.
Mm-hmm, I dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet you
won't.
Mm-hmm. But if you're using the word, if you're using the expression dare,
what?
If you're using the expression dare,
yeah,
you'd say,
I dare you to go through.
Mm-hmm. And then you say, but I bet you.
I bet you won't go through.
Mm-hmm. But when you say, I bet you, if you're using the expression dare, you say, I bet you, or something like that, you say, yeah, I bet you
won't.
Or dare, I bet you
won't. Won't take the dare.
Mm-hmm. Now, you might say, well, you're not doing what, you know, what you, if you're supposed to be doing something and I'm not doing that thing, you might say, well, you're not doing what you're
supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Is there another thing you'd use?
You're not doing what you said you'd do.
You're not doing what you ought
to do.
Okay, and if a boy got a, just like that, if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm, I bet he did. Okay. Well, I think that's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.